Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Got a good, interesting show for you as we look ahead, first of all, to the 2021 recruiting class. Just a primer on where things stand, what this class could look like from a size perspective, what the top targets to know, those names as well. We'll also do a little feature, and this was my idea, so if it stinks, you know where to contact us. This is Greg Pickle talking, by the way. In the year 2025, what do we expect to happen with this Penn State football program 5 years from now? Who's around? Who are the big players? Is James Franklin there? Or how many offensive coordinators have they churned through? That kind of thing. A little fun look as we get into the offseason. This is peak offseason mode right there, but I think it's a fun exercise to try to figure out where things are going to stand. Ask Greg, as we usually do, is coming up. And Penn State Wrestling, Jake Afariat from the Daily Collegian, will join us to talk about the latest there. Big win over Rutgers over the weekend. So let's look at 2021 recruiting. And it's timely because that's where the ship is pointed with James Franklin and his staff now in the month of January. Important month. I know we recapped this a little bit earlier in the week, but give us just the lowdown on the month of January, what we expect to happen, and why it's an important month across college football now.
Yeah, so with the way the recruiting calendar falls now, you know, it used to be that you could spend a good chunk of the time before spring practice hosting recruits. Now they really kind of have made it so that coaching staffs have to spend more time with their current team, which I think is a good thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, you know, the dead period started back on December 16th, so right ahead of the early signing day. That ran through last Thursday, so January 16th. And now the coaches can go out on the road recruiting and prospects can visit campus until Saturday, February. They can travel through Saturday, February 1st, and prospects can be on campus until about 6 or 7 p.m. on Sunday, February 2, Super Bowl Sunday. And then after that, you know, it is a dead period from the 3rd of February all the way clear through to the end of the month. And then on March 1st, kids can come back to campus, but coaches are not allowed to go out on the road. So, I mean, you basically have to make all this time count because you're not going to be able to, you know, have kids on campus to meet your new coaches or share your message with the recruits who are underclassmen or bring kids up for an official visit with hopes of maybe setting up a spring or summer official visit. You're not going to be able to do any of that during the entire month of February, and you're only going to be able to have kids on campus in March. So I think that, you know, all told, it's a busy couple of weeks for these guys. It's a 16-day period, and they have to make the most of it. The good news is, as we talked earlier, is that they have pretty much completely wrapped up the class of 2020, so they don't have to worry about going back to that class anymore. They can just focus full steam ahead on the underclassmen.
So 2021 recruiting, three commits on board so far. Nick Elksness, the tight end from Florida, he's listed as a three-star. Liam Clifford, the brother of Sean Clifford, listed as an athlete. I would anticipate he's a wide receiver for Penn State, but he's got that frame, 6'1", a little under 200 pounds, that you could see him doing a number of things. But he looks like a nice wide receiver, really technically sound, and I see a guy who can maybe catch the ball, which I hear is a big perk in that position. Nate Bruce, the offensive lineman from Harrisburg, 6'4", 320. It's a group that ranks number 25 in the country. You see a lot of teams, you know, out there with 6, 7, 8, 9 commits in this class. Penn State in a trail position in that respect, but three commits on the board so far. What do we anticipate? And there's so much to do, it seems, between now and August to try to get to the scholarship limit of 85 for Penn State. It's hard to get into the nitty-gritty too much of 2021 and beyond, but what's your early expectation of the size of this class for starters? And I know that number could change as we start to see exactly what Penn State plans to do here to get to 85.
So it's going to be interesting. And don't get me, I mean, it always works itself out. So there's no reason to fret or fear that something's going to go wrong or anything like that. But it is worth noting, I think, that, you know, in past years, Penn State's been kind of on the border of going over 85, maybe a number or two over, but nothing really crazy. This year, that's not really the case. They're going to have to shed it some way, shape, or form. Eight guys, potentially. And I know some of that will be taken care of because they put some walk-ons on scholarship, and those won't carry into the new year and the new season. And you know, obviously, this is a number that matters in the fall, not in the spring semester. So in the sense of, you know, you might see on social media this guy or that guy, like Nick Urie, for example, was put on scholarship at the team banquet. I would assume that that's just for the spring semester and that he will be back off of scholarship for the fall semester. Unless, of course, they get enough guys to leave that they can leave him on and still stay under the 85 limit. So we'll see. Right now, Dustin, I mean, you look at it, they are super tight on space over the next couple of years at this very moment in time. But let's look at just the 2021 roster. And you wanted to talk 5 years down the road. Well, let's just talk one at the moment and look at this list. So Noah Cain could easily be a guy who leaves for the pros after next season, leaving early. You know, I don't know if Jahan Dotson could maybe be in that conversation, but I wouldn't rule it out. Pat Freiermuth obviously going after next year. You know, I wonder. Obviously, you're not going to have the offensive lineman return, but I do wonder if a C.J. Thorpe or a Mike Miranda, if one of those guys steps up and wins the offensive guard job and really takes it by the horns and runs with it, could they possibly be early NFL candidates? Is Jason Oweh going to show enough next year to become an early draft candidate? We can almost guarantee that Micah Parsons will be a guy who leaves school early. What about P.J. Mustipher, a defensive tackle? Will he be developed enough and producing enough
to
make that jump? Rashid Walker certainly can be in that conversation as well. So
unlikely, but it's we've seen crazier things happen.
Right. So, you know, ultimately you can look at this any number of ways, but the way I look at it is maybe this year not as many guys left. That doesn't mean it's going to be the same way next year. So I would assume at this moment in time, Dustin, we're looking at a 17 to 21 member class of 2021 for Penn State. I don't see how they can get to 25. Now, James Franklin hit it twice in December, I'm sorry, about maybe the rules might change some to relax that 85 number or provide some flexibility, as I believe was how he put it. Because of the idea of the transfer portal, and you just don't know, and it's hard to keep track of who's coming, who's going, and all that.
I think you've had, and I don't, I never really followed up with Ohio State, for example, but I think you've had some programs that were hit hard by the transfer portal who ended up well south of 85, right? For at least a stretch in the spring. I don't know. Like I said, I think Ohio State was one of those programs that was south of 85. And
yeah,
I'm curious what that looks like, what that sounds like, what the proposal would be. But it seems to be justified that if you're going to have, you know, a situation where kids have freedom to move, which I think it, by and large to me is a positive development. There's always, I didn't expect quite the chaos that has happened since then. You got to have schools be able to account for that and be able to build their rosters and not be basically screwed if a certain number of players leave.
Yeah, absolutely. And so look at Michigan State, for example, or Stanford. I believe they both have nearly 30 players combined in the transfer portal. It's not like one has 27 and the other has two. I mean, they each have darn close to 15 players in the portal. I think somewhere I read, and maybe I'm thinking of this wrong, but Stanford have like 17 in the transfer portal. I mean, it's some kind of crazy number.
I've seen player after player after player from Stanford, but I don't know what the number is.
So I'll look quick. But I mean, it doesn't
keep talking while you do.
You
please.
Bet, buddy. I am become a pro at that. But you know, you look at the schools across the country, and it seemed like a big deal when Penn State had what, 11 or 12 last year, and now we.
And that was in totality,
right?
That wasn't all one dive in. I think, you know, there was probably a wave of like 7 or 8 that happened pretty
correct
back to back kind of thing.
And you know, but I guess the point of the fact of the matter is that you aren't always going to be the one that loses a bunch of players, but you could be. It could be you. It could be your turn that year, but it's going to probably be pretty cyclical in terms of, okay, this year there's going to happen every year, but I don't think it's going to be the same programs losing guys in bulk over and over and over again to the portal.
Penn State's a good example of that, of the wide array of reasons that you can go into the transfer portal. I'll get that in a second. I just want to let you know DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. They're a friend of the program here, and they're also the place to get all of your big game bets in as you're looking ahead a couple weeks. Check out all they have to offer, including countless prop bets and football squares. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSM when you do. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right, code KSN, and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Penn State last year, I don't think it was a widespread being disgruntled with the program. It was just the way the roster was built, where older guys gave way to younger guys. And when that happens, the older guys are going to explore their options. And so I don't think it was cause for alarm as much as it felt like it was. I actually bought James Franklin's reasoning here, that you had some guys who were maybe redshirt sophomores who gave way to redshirt freshmen or true freshmen. It was kind of the way they recruited a couple hammer classes in 2018. And then in 2019, they created this dynamic where guys had to go. And that can happen other places as well. 2021, just real quick to circle back, one of the things I really want to watch in this class, number one, they're within arm's reach with a number of five stars. We said in 2020 it didn't materialize, but if you look at, you know, Nolan Rucci from Warwick High School as one, Landon Tangwall from Maryland, those two guys, both five-star offensive linemen, that has a chance of defining this class, because I think they have a good shot there. Tony Grimes, the number one cornerback in the country, is in Virginia. Caleb Williams, the number one quarterback in the country, the number one dual threat, is in Washington, D.C. There is some potential here, but I think the way the 2020 recruiting class unfolded, you do have to take that with a grain of salt and pump the brakes. Don't make any assumptions about this class, but Penn State has a shot, and I would include Derek Davis, the gateway safety.
Yeah.
Dante Thornton, the former commit who Penn State hopes to get back, you know, hopes to get back with him. There are some really good players here. Elliot Donald, the nephew of Aaron Donald. There's some big time potential in 2021. Maybe it doesn't happen in quantity, but maybe it happens for Penn State in quality.
So Penn State had a top 15 class this year because it had 27 commitments, not because it had a bunch of 4 and 5 stars. It needs to have a top 15 class, if not top 10 class in 2020, Justin. And it needs to be not because they take 27 kids or 25 kids, but because they load up on 4 and 5 stars. There's too many good players at a variety of positions in this region, in the areas they dominate on the recruiting front, that are 4 and 5 stars. They have to land them.
Situation ripe, especially on the offensive line front. We'll see what happens with those big time guys. We're going to really look ahead in just a moment. In the year 2025, where is Penn State? Stick around.
Get in on all the big game action with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.